Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Good morning. Good morning on this All Saints Sunday. I want to start by seeing if you can name the TV show if I give you this intro. Space. The Final Frontier, yes. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission is to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilization, and to boldly go where no one has gone before. Yes. The answer is Star Trek. Now, whether you're a fan of the original series in the late 60s or the next generation of the 80s and 90s, these words might have sounded familiar to you. What I love about Star Trek was its mission to explore strange new worlds, seek out new life and new civilizations, and boldly go where no one has gone before. Whichever show it was, and there have been many spin-offs, movies, and reboots, this mission was always very clear and stated at the beginning of each show. The mission reflected the vision of Gene Roddenberry, the show's creator. His vision was a universe that looked to a hopeful future as people engaged in new and different species with curiosity and respect. This mission guided the crew of the Enterprise to become even more of who they were. Now back to Earth. This morning on All Saints Sunday, as we remember the saints who have gone before us and reflect on how we can be modern-day saints, we also look to our mission as Christians and God's vision for us as we become even more of who we are. All Saints Sunday is also about us. As Christians, which also means little Christ, our mission is to align ourselves with Jesus' mission, which Jesus declared in John's Gospel when he said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus wants us to become even more of who we are and to help others do the same. Jesus also proclaimed his mission in Luke's gospel. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus dared to boldly go to the places and to the people in dire need of love, of mercy, of healing, and of justice. And he asks us, little Christ, to do the same. Jesus' mission leads to God's vision, the picture that God imagines for us. And on this All Saints Sunday, we see glimpses of this in our readings in Revelation and in the Gospel. In Revelation, we see a glorious future with all the saints, faithful followers from all generations who have hungered and thirsts for righteousness, who have endured persecution, a great multitude that no one could count, from all nations, tribes, peoples, languages, all worshiping God. It is quite the heavenly party. Perhaps you picture yourself there. And if Revelation depicts the final destination, the Beatitudes describes the faithful community on its way. It is poignant and thoughtful. It is gritty and real. It is the kingdom of heaven here on earth. It is us. The Beatitudes are about living saints who depend on God and also serve one another. So you might see glimpses of yourself here. Blessed are the poor in spirit. When we rely on God because God is all we have. Blessed are those who mourn. When we feel deep sorrow, when we encounter brokenness and injustice around us. Blessed are the meek when we humbly wait for God to come through when we feel powerless. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness when we suffer unjustly and long for God to intervene. These Beatitudes recognize the saints who wait for and long for God because God is all they have. Perhaps you recognize yourself in these verses. And there also are Beatitudes for the saints who seek what God wants for this world. Blessed are the merciful. When we forgive, even when we don't want to, but know that is what God wants. Blessed are the pure in heart, when we live with integrity and honesty, even when it is challenging to do so. Blessed are the peacemakers, when we seek reconciliation and well-being for others. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake when we stand firm and speak out for what is right, even when it is not popular. Perhaps you can recall moments when you identify with what Jesus said here. The Beatitudes are for all the saints. But not the way we think about super Christians like Mother Teresa or even Saint Francis. Because no single individual can embody all of the Beatitudes. But God intends and envisions for us to live it out together, to boldly go together to the places and to the people in dire need of justice, mercy, love, and healing. To be mindful that we can become even more of who we are and to help others do the same. Being a saint is about aligning our heart with the heart of God. This was what happened at the Reformed Church of Highland Park, New Jersey, where all the pieces came together in their pursuit of Jesus' mission of love, mercy, healing, and justice. The church had long been very welcoming to immigrants and refugees that moved into their neighborhood. They were from Jamaica and Colombia, from Indonesia and India, from the Congo and Syria, and 40 other countries. Wow. Their mission was to radically welcome them into their faith community, helping them feel at home in this foreign land. Last year, the leaders of the church opened Global Grace Cafe in their kitchen and parish hall. They envisioned a place where their global community can experience God's grace and God's love through sharing meals together. Chefs who were refugees and immigrants were hired to prepare meals from their native cuisines that the cafe served for lunch. So every Monday through Friday, aromas of exotic spices would waft through the air. People came for the delicious food and the contagious love. And the ministry also raised money for job training and refugee resettlement. The Global Grace Cafe is one beacon of light, a glimpse of God's vision in Revelation and the Beatitudes here on earth in central New Jersey. Not one person there embodies all the Beatitudes, but together they live out the vision as saints of God. Now, St. Francis Church is not the Reformed Church of Highland Park. We have our unique vision that is particular to this community, to who we are. But we share the same mission as Christians, as little Christ, to boldly go to the places and the people of dire need, of love, mercy, healing, and justice. Our call as a church is to be faithful in aligning our mission with God's mission, in empowering all the saints, all of us here, to become more of who we are. As individuals, as families, whether as retirees or professionals, stay-at-home parents or caretakers, or even students, whoever we are, as modern-day saints, there also is a mission for each one of us. So what is your mission? And how might we express what this personal mission is beyond what our everyday life demands of us? How might we support each other in living out God's mission through us? Bishop Stephen Charleston, a retired bishop of Alaska, offers us this encouragement. What you do is critical. The things you do count for much more than you may imagine. Every person you reach will touch 1,000 more. What you say and do matters. So speak up, take a risk, and dare to be remembered. May God, who calls us to be even more of who we are, give us strength and courage to boldly go to the places and to the people in dire need of love, mercy, healing, and justice. May God give us the wisdom to align our mission with God's mission. And may God empower all of us to be saints. Amen.